This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
This stuff. So we're holding over here in Dalit, in the Akdomel to Perik Chelik. Yeah? Va'ata ochel... Yeah. So now let me address what I wanted to say. Da, ki kemoish le yasig asuma tzvoyim, vle yasig acheres akorlois, vle asaris taivis habias. You see that in order to perceive something, it's not enough that the thing exists, but you need to have a sense for it. So someone who doesn't have the sense of sight can't perceive things that are in the visible range. So too a body does not have a chush to be masig a ruchnius tika tainuk. A fish can't understand fire, I guess, unless it gets fried. So we don't have the ability to sense any ruchni sticker tanugim. The only tanugis that we have are tanugis aguf. So we can't understand it. Now, there's something interesting here. He says, "Alaacha chakiro rabba." Well, what does that mean? And if a person is chaykev adirish, he can understand ruchni yistika tanugim. He also, so it means, I would say the following: you can make intelligent remarks about things that you are aware of. It's hot, it's cold, it's hotter, it's colder, and so on. Those you make based on your very sense and feeling. You cannot say anything intelligent about... you can't say anything immediate about hot and cold and so on and so forth if you don't have a chush for it, if you don't have that sense. But what you can do is, you can make the following statement. I know people tell me that when it's hot, they like to take clothing off. I look around the street and nobody's wearing jackets and people are loosening their ties and this and that. I therefore deduce that this heat phenomena is what's going on. I can deduce it from building upon other inyanim, but not from immediate physical contact and personal knowledge thereof. That is the difference. So I can make in statements about it. I can say things that are intelligent, but not directly. So the chakira doesn't mean that after a lot of chakira, I'll get it and understand it. But I can make certain intelligent remarks about it. V'omnam is chayev. It's because we live in a world that's physical. So anything that we could be masig with our chushim is physical. And the same thing with tanugim. Aval tanugim anafshim rehim masmidim bilti nefsakim. Ve'em b'neim b'neil atayinim yachashum panim. So it's very interesting... a point that is sort of slipping in over here. He's saying tanugim anafshim rehim masmidim bilti nefsakim. This is something which is in itself a dava mechudesh, meaning as follows. For us, a tainug is always momentary. Best example that I can give, ramification, I guess, would be we never ever are in a matziv of constant tainug. A person comes in a very hot day and it's air conditioning and he says, ah, gewaldig. And there's a moment of tremendous kairos ruach. A person eats something very, very delicious and there's a moment of tremendous tainuk. It never ever lasts, and Arab, it always keeps moving downwards. It's always, that's it. As soon as it's peaked, it's on its way down. And this is one of the reasons why drugs are such a difficult parasha, because drugs are something that give you a high, and then once you've reached that high, you the next time, or within a few amount of times, you're going to need higher highs. The body gets used to it, because it's not the etzem. The tfisa of tainug lies not in the etzem tainug as much as in a contrast with something, and therefore you now need a bigger kick, a higher dosage, a bigger thrill, whatever it is that happens to give you your tainug. So tanugim are always going to be momentary and only valid, and so even if it stretches over some amount of time, but never within that world is it does it have any continuity. It's that period and so on. Tanugim of ruchnius are constant, and that's why Olam Haba is that type of thing. But that's sort of a never ending tainug, which is not shaykh in the oilam that's physical. Now he says something which is his particular. I'm sorry, what? Huh? If tanigum ruchim in this world, well, yes. In as much, first, there's a mixture. For instance, if a person enjoys learning, if a person is into learning, and he has a tining from it, so it definitely lasts longer and more because it's of a ruchnistic nature. At the end of the day, we are also physical beings, and there's nothing that can last forever that way. But it's more doima to that than to anything else. So he says like this. Then now he's going to say something which is his shita. I don't think there are many more that have that shita, but Akapanim, it's his shita, and he says like this. The ein noch natzena batera v'loitza aloiki min afil zafim. It would be wrong to say that malachim kachom galgam don't have a tainug. Ela yeshem tainug godol me'oid b'mash eskelum alaboris par v'yisroima. They have a tremendous tainug in the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'heim baze b'tainug masmit bulti nifsek. And they're always, their life is a constant tainug of being b'noichas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have a physical tainug. Imagine a king who is going to say, you know what? I'd like to step out a few minutes and play with a ball in the streets like a little child. So he says, any time a person reaches a certain darga, those pleasures of guf stop being meaningful to him. Today, because it is quite easy to picture that a melech would get up and play ball and not care about it. You begin to wonder about the muscle. But Be'etzim, so he says that a person, the reason why he doesn't dare physical pleasures afterwards is because he's become a different person, a bigger person. There was a time in his life when, given the choice of being a ball player or a king, he would choose to be a ball player. So our tendency to prefer physical tainug over ruchnis tainug is very similar to this. If you try to compare a physical pleasure and a ruchnistic pleasure, even in this world there's a difference. People will work crazy to become famous. Or even when you're wealthy, people who are not wealthy think, well, it's all about being able to enjoy a lot of things. I like chocolate ice cream, but chocolate ice cream costs money and I can only afford X amount. If I were to be a multimillionaire, I would just have a big chocolate ice cream dispenser, and all day long I could dispense chocolate ice cream. That's the way, I guess, Shivbacha thinks. But people who accumulate money way past the chocolate ice cream needs. It's just the sense of chshivas that comes with it is what they're trying to attain. So you see, people will deny themselves physical pleasures. They'll be up all night. They won't eat. They're busy putting together a deal which is going to net them a lot of money. So he says, people choose revenge rather than physical pleasure. They'll deny themselves pleasure just so they can get revenge on somebody. A lot of people won't do things that are physically very pleasurable because it'll ruin their reputation, or whatever. Even because embarrassment and shame is real to people, even though there's no real physical letdown. And if this is true in our matzah in this world, certainly nafshi. So he says, you see, even in this world, there's an adifus a person has for tainug ruchni in cases. So here also, so he teaches the pleasure is going to this pleasure he's talking about is the herring of Kadosh Baruch Hu. For oisa tainug is chalik la yitua. That's this tainug. We have no way of describing it. V'le yimotzi moshal hamshal oisa tainug like meshama navi nifla migdulosoi. Just like the navi said the. So the pleasure is all ruchnis. So now he's teaching, what does it mean? I mean, there are no crowns, there are no physical entities. So what does it mean that they sit with the same Hashem? Yirtze ba'amar same Hashem kiyum ha'nefesh b'kiyum maskala. It means their heads will be crowned. They're going to have a very chashava ability to understand. Ve'yoyisehi v'hu dove echot. K'mash z'chayinu b'kiyah philosophy medrochim y'arech b'urim kan. Ve'omru nenim iziv ha'shchina yirtze b'zeh. Kmoishis Anguchais Akoidesh Shamadregis Amalochim Bemashe Sigur Metzias. Vatoiva Vatachas Achoine hi Lagia Alzeis Achevel Yoina Ulazeis Amadrega. So the Tachas is to get to this Madrega. Now, let's just point out what the Rambam is saying over here, the Chiddush. And this is a Rambam Shita consistently, that the pleasures of Ruchni, the pleasures of Olam Haba and of Ruchnius are the pleasures of the Herig HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Herig HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pleasure of Olam Haba, and that is a purely Ruchnistic pleasure that we don't have any keshet to, and so on. Now, it's a Rambam. We have some keshet to it. That's better said. We have a keshet with it, and as much as we're mizbeinin and think about these things, but the Rambam shita is consistently that it's all about sichlius and so on. The hearing, understanding, knowing, it's not so simple to include the world of mitzvahs. We have a pashta yid, doesn't understand much, you know, that kind of guy, but he does a lot of mitzvahs, helps people, is very nice, and so on and so forth. Good midas, Yerei Shemayim, but very, very simple, and not sophisticated in his understanding at all, and so on. What about him? We'll talk about it some other time, but upon him, the Rambam is when he defines Olam Haba, it's at the same Roshem. It's the sitting and the hearing the emes as it is. The kima shkutz pana isoy be kima boris shmaya shu sibes kiyuma la sagosa oisoy kama she isboy be philosophia v'shayna be zehu hatoiv v'gadol shein toiv shukashelov. This is the greatest thing that we can describe in toiv, the greatest amount of toiv. Vein tainik shemoshu, there is no tainik comes to it, because in a certain sense it's an achiz in the insoif. Veichi moshul hamas midar insoif bedava nifsek. How can you even compare when I have two things that have defined lengths? So then I can compare the two, and I can say this is twice as long, this is shorter, this is that. But when I have something that's infinite, so there's no way I can compare that to anything else. How do I compare the infinite to the finite? They don't have anything in common. Eichi Moshel Hamas and Saib Dava Nifsik. Vomis Alal, the Manyita of Lecha, Varach the Yomim, Uvoilina Kabbalah, Yedem, Ferzel, the Manyita of Loch Lom Shukul Toy, Varach Yom Lom Shukul Ara. Varoa Shleimahi. So what is the absolute bad? He curses a Nefesh Avdana. When the Nefesh is Nichras and Nevad, Vishloi Tiskel is Shoya Kayemis, and it's not Kayem. That's what the Torah says, chorus. So it's not, the ultimate bad is not suffering, but rather being nichras. So the krisus is the ultimate and ra, which is the opposite of anything that's toiv. Now, this Rambam sheet is also, it is consistent, as hard as it is, to understand that the only punishment is krisus. Now, in as much as Olam Haba, what we call Olam Haba, is there to be mitzaken the neshamas, then in a chrami. You know, it's to bring back the neshamas and Gehenim and all of that, Chibrat Cave and all those things. There's sort of a process to benefit it. Mashenkin Kuris means basically Akash Baruch has given up. Akash Baruch says there's nothing good coming out. It's over with. So ultimately, that's really the Atzmius Re'oinish. It's almost as if we touched the worst case scenario as being simply a hifuch of the best case scenario. So if there's a ma'itroch or ma'itrovloch, then whatever is shayach to the person, that's what happens. And so on. The Navi already said that Olam Haba, you can't be masig b'chushma gufnim. These are two different stages in terms of the world to come, and so we have first a description of Olam Haba without the chushim. When it says Ayin leRosak Mzosech Yasam Chakaloi, the fact that we say no eye has ever perceived it, so that means that no one, that nothing physical in this world ever deherred it. Okay, any questions? Right. Right.